Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ike Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Christian. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny Lazar. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Danny Lazar. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball four. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hairman for a passed ball. Stanley moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Tresh goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Lazar covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Kaline settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirt moves to third. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wirt tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Hairman and he is safe. Brown steals second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to third. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward scores. Christian moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Lazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazar strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Aparicio moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive towards first. Kaline reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. the Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christian hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held pinch hits for Danny Lazar. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kaline scoops it up and throws to first, with McLain covering, for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kaline scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. One out. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christian strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Berry reaches second base with a double. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Gary Bell. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 4, White Sox, 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing third base. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. Northrup moves to second. Two outs. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown is walked intentionally. Norm Cash pinch hits for Denny McLain. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Northrup moves to third. Brown moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Northrup scores. Brown moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-4, Tigers. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christian strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a fly ball towards right. Williams catches it and throws to Aparicio to double up Horton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Jack Hamilton. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.